Students are beginning the new year on college campuses, and some of their dorm mates have traveled farther than others. Commentator Annie Luo shares her thoughts as she left China for the first time to study in the United States.
In 1979, the year I was born, my parents already had a 3-year-old son. Their decision to have me violated China's new one-child policy. They had to pay a big fine for letting me come out to see the world. During the next few years, there were many changes. I believe my generation has grown up with the greatest transformation our country has ever known. Even today, it gives Chinese people goosebumps to think about the amazing changes of the 1980s. My parents didn't even own a television when I was born, but I remember watching Mickey Mouse when I was 7. It makes me laugh to recall how crazy I was about that little creature. In the eyes of a 7-year-old, America was Mickey, and I loved America immensely. Now I've grown up while America and China have seen lots of ups and downs. America, of course, is not Mickey Mouse anymore. It's so many other things. McDonald's, Hollywood, Bill Clinton and Bill Gates, a big bully and a strategic friend, the bomb and that spy plane. Many young Chinese have a so-called America complex. We are definitely not as militant as our brothers and sisters who shouted in the Tiananmen Square 12 years ago. However, we did rush to the American embassy to vent our anger after the bombing of the Chinese embassy in Yugoslavia. Some people even say we are a nationalistic bunch. They may be right. But here is the other side. It's true that we make fun of the US president's stumbling speech. We gloat over the new round of recession in the American economy. And we vehemently criticize America's social evils and ever-changing China policy. But at the same time, we are striving to get visas to study in first-class graduate schools here. Admit it or not, we still cherish an American dream to a certain degree. Maybe the sentiment we have for America can be called a love-hate feeling. I know that's exactly how I feel about this country. Now that I'm here in America, I want to know whether the Big Mac tastes the same in the US as in China. I want to know what American journalism students study in grad schools. I want to know what people in this nation think of China, if they do know there is such a country, and how the media covers China. I want to know what it's like to live in the world's most powerful nation and how this nation reacts to the rest of the world. I want to know whether people here can really enjoy their so-called freedom, or is it just my own illusion? I want to know how different America is from the America of my dreams.
The comments of Annie Luo, a Chinese student attending graduate school at Boston University.